you always want to bring an iPod or something, because music kind of gets you through, especially when you're locked in a truck for hours, plus laptops. I brought my Kindle so that way I could read. My name is Staff Sergeant Kristen Cohen. I'm originally from Haleyville, Oklahoma. I've always been the only female on my team, so when we deploy out with the Cav Scouts or infantry, whoever we're designated to, the first month or so, it's always kind of testy because you're like, they're afraid to say a curse around you or tell jokes around you. But after about a month with them, you're kind of like one of the boys, and all those guys were kind of like my brothers. It works really well. You're kind of like a little sister to them, and they take care of you. So I have a little piece of glass that I'm bringing back with me. I was our first mission that I went on with Apache Troop when we got attacked. And they hit our truck with two mortars and RPG, and it busted out all the glass. So each one of us took like a piece of the glass to take home with us. I love chai. Chai here is a little different. In Iraq, it's dark tea and a lot of sugar. Here, it's green tea and not so much sugar. But the Americans and the Afghan like concepts of things are completely different. Like, we are quick to the point. We want to hurry and get things done. The Afghan culture is a lot more laid back. So what we have to understand and take back with us is we can't rush things. We can't rush them to do what we want them to do when we want them to do it, because that's not how they function. That's not how they do things. When you get back to the States, you hear people complain about so many things that, when I think about it, like, are insignificant. Like, there are things that people over here wouldn't dare dream of griping or complaining about, because they know what it's like to, you know, not shower for 30 days or more, not shower, have to take baby wipe showers or bottled water showers. So, I mean, you want to leave a lot of the stress behind with you. It's kind of different when you try to adapt back in, because over here you're thinking the whole time, oh, I can't wait to get home. And then when you actually get home, you kind of want to be back here. Well, this is probably the most important thing I'll take home. This is when you blow up an IED, the pin that you stick in. You stick it in the C4, you put it on the IED, and then they walk the line back and blow it up, and this is actually the trigger pin you push down. Well, the team made us all keychains out of it, so I thought it was pretty cool. It's my keepsake.